April Ryan, Trump Turning a Blind Eye to Black People, He Listens to White Nationalists. By Pam Kee on June 16, 2020. Tuesday on CNN, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio and CNN political analyst April Ryan commented on President Donald Trump's executive order on law enforcement reform, which is intended to address the nationwide protests following the death of George Floyd. Host Don Lemon said, "Let's talk about the executive order. It doesn't mention racism or bias. How do you fix a problem when you don't call it by its name?" Ryan said, "Because you don't want to fix the problem. When the president said, 'Don't be too nice when you put them in the car,' you don't want to hit their head. That was sending the signal early on administration." Thousands, maybe millions of people marched across this land for 20-plus days looking for justice. People black, white, Jew, Gentile, Protestant, Catholic. Looking for justice, equity, as well as stopping the police brutality, the fatal police brutality. She added, "People did not get the justice, the equity they were looking for at the People's House today with this president and recommendations and this executive order." Lemon asked, "Why is this administration incapable of admitting systemic racism a real problem in this country?" Ryan said, "Why are they incapable? Maybe because the president doesn't see racism because he doesn't like the browning of America. We have seen this president say over and over again that he doesn't like certain issues. Doesn't like, he was talking about asshole nations. He has talked about both sides in Charlottesville. This president has not been the friend he claims to be to black America if you look at the stats if you dig into the weeds. He says the black economy, but what about the economic gap between black and white? What about housing issues? Yes, he has done prison reform, and he says he has worked with the HBCUs, but the HBCUs are still looking for money, help for college campuses, particularly now. Black people are out here asking for you to save their lives, and he's turning a blind eye. When it comes to people like Stephen Miller and white nationalists, this president is more open to listening to them than he is to a community that still suffers from the highest number of negatives in almost every category in 2020. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.